placement in custody. And under 14, it's legal placement in custody. And
that's your position? That it doesn't cover mediation?
It's our position that our position is that 767-405, 1, M, and 2 are governing. That the director is appointed by the judges, and that under 2, his duties are described. The director of family court counsel,
I think it's
a
discuss is holiday pay. That's the meeting we're talking about, Your Honor.
All right, so there was a meeting to discuss holiday pay. That was in the context of retirement. Is that correct?
Right.
So there was this, and that's what I'm trying to get at. So you had the union involved, at least with one of the individuals for the retirement decision. You have a retirement, with respect to the holiday pay aspect of it. You have a retirement. Now, if a retirement takes place, as I understand the statute, and as I understand Mr. Palmer's argument, his point is that, well, now we have a vacancy here. We choose not to fill that vacancy by way of employment. We choose to fill that vacancy by way of contract, and we're going to bring contract employees, and we offer the contract to these individuals, and they took it. What's the fallacy of that argument? I mean, what's the problem with
a different direction. In this case, the court has the power to manage itself, as this court does, the circuit court does, and the Court of Appeals to manage its personnel and its staff. So this case is different than the Koken case.
I just want to make sure I understand the fact basis. These people, three, did both mediation and legal custody and physical placement studies, right?
Right.
So weren't one,